when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Radio family, we're right back, man. And guess what? We just picked up another one of our staff members, the old Bluegrass Buzzsaw Beata. Gene named her the Bluegrass Buzzsaw. We said, some people said she was the Bluegrass Buzzsaw Stick Welding Bitch, but we'll just leave off that last one. Anyway, she's meaner than hell. I mean, she's meaner than a damn snake. She'll knock your head off and just laugh about it. Don't even need a reason. But anyway, how you doing tonight, Miss Bellcow Bluegrass Buzzsaw?
I'm doing fine, Eddie.
Where's your bell?
Well, I put it aside. I didn't bring it around to the table, but I've got a lot of what I think is rather interesting information that has just cropped up, and I'm glad to be on with Rand.
Well, I'm glad you're going to be on. I'm going to ask you and Rand one question. I'm going to ask y'all, you and Rand, one question before I go back to y'all. And we just left over in first hour. You're talking about how the United States government and the Jew United States and the GU in Europe, they're saying how evil Russia is. Well, Miss Nancy and Rand, was it the Russians that destroyed our statue, here in Memphis, the Nathan Bedford statue graveyard, that destroyed the Jefferson Davis park here in Memphis, the destroyed Confederate park in Memphis, that defecated on those parks? Was it the Russians that destroyed our statues in New Orleans and the ones in Charlottesville that we went up there and tried to defend? Was it the Russians that sick the cops and the Antifa and the BLM on us in Charlottesville? Was it the Russians that arrested the Charlottesville 18-20-year-olds for defending themselves against a bunch of feral blacks? Was it the Russians that arrested the people in the January 6th uprising? Is it the Russians that run the IRS here that persecutes and hounds white taxpayers while letting millions and millions of colored white haters come across our borders every day and giving them prepaid credit cards, telephones, cell phones with apps on them? Was it the Russians that did that, Miss Nancy?
I think so.
Think it was, huh? How about you, Rand? What do you say?
Well, I'd add one to that. Is it the Russians that's leaving our borders wide open for all these military-age men to just walk right across, get new cell phones? They put them up in housing. They bus them here, fly them there. Is it the Russians that's doing that? Of course it's not. It's the Jew-led United States.
One last question to y'all two. Now, who do you feel a greater threat for yourself? Who proposes the greatest threat to your safety right now, Miss Nancy and Mr. Rand?
Our government is the greatest threat.
You think it's a greater threat than the government in Russia is?
Of course.
How about you, Rand?
To be more specific, I would say it's the lawfare that's being orchestrated by our court systems. Of course, Donald Trump's a great example, but the trials in Charlottesville, the same thing, the locking up those young men, the ones that's been in jail ever since that day or in prison ever since that day. So I think it's the fact of the lawfare that could be brought against us where you don't have any hope at all of winning a case. And it could be over nothing. It could be over things that they can't even read out the law. From what I understand with this Trump trial, part of this stuff, you know, they wouldn't let Trump talk. Wouldn't hardly let his lawyers talk. I mean, they wouldn't really define exactly what he did wrong. I mean, it was just so much chicanery that went on in that kangaroo court. And I know this has been said, but that's what goes on in these other, what they call banana republics, which that's what we have become.
Yep.
You know, they put their opposition in prison. They lock him up, get him out of the way so they can't run against him. You know?
Well, Miss Nancy, this will be the final question. I'm going to let you, because I know you got a lot of stuff to do. Do you think you get, that there are a lot of benefits you get right now from being a quote citizen of the so-called United States of America? Do you get any, as a white person, as a white citizen that's been in the United States and paying taxes for what, over 80 years, do you feel like you're treated fairly? Do you think you're appreciated? Do you think you get more benefits than these millions of coloreds are that are pouring across our border? How about that, Nancy?
Must be joking, Eddie.
So my point is, and this will be the last question, why should we show allegiance? Why should we pledge allegiance to that stupid Jew flag that they call the American flag? I mean, why should we? Is there any reason we should do that unless we're, like, mentally ill?
With that,
I'm going to shut up, and the rest of the show.
Only the brainwashed, I'm talking about a lot of my personal friends, only the brainwashed and the gullible still salute and praise that flag. And, you know, a lot of them have put it over their own Christianity. But, you know, Eddie, just one quick thing. You mentioned benefits to Miss Nance about the benefits. Well, I tell you who's going to get benefits, and I just talked about it, that 10-year package security deal they're talking about. You know, that's going to pay all the wages of the Ukrainian government. That's going all the above the government money, the unemployment or whatever, all above the military. It's going to come from the West. Mostly, it's going to boil down to coming from the United States taxpayers. And that leads to another thing that I've said on here repeatedly, and I don't care if this is a Fed post or not. But a tax revolution, that's what we need. We need a tax revolution. We need to stand up and say, we ain't sending no more of our money up there for y'all to squander. If you want it, you come down here and take it. That's what we ought to tell them. That's
bingo.
The message bingo. That ought to be sent to them. And you know what? And that'll get the ball rolling. I mean, they're not going to take that sitting down, but by George, that'll get the ball rolling. Quit sending them the money. Tell
Amen.
Them to go.
It is interesting that you would suggest that, because I have recently written to my Kentucky treasurer and the various agencies to try to find out how much money they are collecting yearly on the sales tax, on property tax, on taxes on cars. And, of course, you always get sent off to some other agency to get some answers. Now, I don't know if there'll ever be any answers, but that is something I've been doing. But I'm just going to, before the break, I'm going to define a word that is going to mean something to many of our listeners. The word is Mossad. I'm sure 90% of the people in this country do not understand what that means, but it is significant in some information that I just found. I think that is very, very interesting, very valuable. But the Mossad is the Israeli Intelligence Collection Agency. It's a covert agency, and they're involved in what they call counterterrorism. They spend $3 billion a year on the budget. Well, we give them in excess of $3 billion a year, U.S. taxpayers. Thank you for sending $3 billion a year for them to spy on us and to do these covert actions and assassinations. They have a 1,000-man staff. The Mossad is the second largest espionage agency in the West after the CIA. Now, the reason I define Mossad is because I have some interesting telling information that also is going to tie me in to my tar and feathering person who's going to receive the tar and feathering this week. But it has to do with a report that came from the British Guardian, and it's on the it's on video, and it's on it has been pretty much proven to be true. The Guardian is a British daily newspaper, but there is shocking news regarding the Mossad and the ongoing activities of a top Mossad asset by the name of Yossi Cohen, who from 2015 had kept tabs on the ICC, which is the International Criminal Court, and their interest in Israeli crimes.
Sister Nancy, we have to go to a quick break. Hold that, please. Hey, that is a big-time news article, so don't lose your thought. We're going to come right back to you as soon as we take this first break of the second hour. We'll be right back, folks.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Thank you so much, Mr. J. You know what? Jock Ewing there was 100% right. I've said this before, but real power, folks, is something you take. Liberty is something you have to take. If you ever, in order to keep from losing your liberty, and we pretty much always already lost it in this country, the only thing left pretty soon for people like me and Rand Nancy will be the concentration camps, which we will fight tooth and nail going there if we are awake when they come get us. But and if you once you ever you lose your liberty, it's really, really hard. It's not impossible, but it's extremely hard to get back. So the point of that is we don't want to lose it in this form that we've already pretty much. Well, anyway, I'm going to shut up. Miss Nancy's got something I'm really, really excited to hear about or hot to hear about. News about Netanyahu, those criminal Jews, and the International Criminal Court. Go ahead, Miss Nancy.
Okay. Back to the International Criminal Court. There was a top, I think he was the top Mossad agent who was placed as a hearing ear, an ear for Netanyahu and the International Criminal Court so that they would find out if there was any interest in trying Israel or bringing them before the court for their ongoing war crimes. Now, in 2015, this man, Yossi Cohen, kept tabs on the ICC. He even threatened the former chief prosecutor, who was actually a black Gambian female, Fatou Bensouda. He threatened her and her family during her tenure, which was between 2017 and 2021. Cohen also tried to incriminate her husband. I think he even there's a document where he's tried to show her photographs that he could use to incriminate her husband so that they could actually keep her from filing any charges against Netanyahu. Well, listen to this, folks who love the former president. Beloved Trump imposed a visa restriction and sanctions on Ben Sauda due to this coordinated smear campaign by the Israelis and by the United States. This is what Trump did during the time that he was in power. Believe it or not, Biden threw that out. But so, in other words, what they were trying to do was to prove, they wanted to prove she was corrupt. So Trump imposed these visa restrictions due to this so-called Israeli campaign, smear campaign. Okay, the current prosecutor was thought to be a lapdog for the U.S. and Israel, but he has jumped free and has threatened war crime warrants against Bibi Netanyahu and Gallant. The chief prosecutor, Karim Khan, has been threatened by such senators as Cotton of Arkansas and other silly Republicans who are in debt to Israeli money. Now, I want to read a statement. I'm calling Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas to be tarred and feathered. Here's what Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas said in quotes. Now, this is in regards to the chief prosecutor because they are threatening to issue warrants against Bibi Netanyahu. And here's what he says. Mr. Khan's kangaroo court has no jurisdiction in Israel to pursue these anti-Semitic and politically motivated charges. My colleagues and I look forward to making sure that neither Khan, his associates, nor their families will ever set foot again in the United States. What kind of threat is this from a sitting senator against a high authority in the ICC, in fact, the top authority in ICC? And it all goes back to the fact that the ICC could not control Khan. Khan decided to go ahead and issue these arrest warrants. Unfortunately, they want to do arrest warrants for the Hamas leaders. But this is just like the mafia. They want to threaten this man, and he has even said, he has more or less said that he's been receiving threats. Oddly enough, yesterday I was in Bloomfield, Kentucky, and picked up the Kentucky Standard. And I cut this out of the paper, read it thoroughly, and it's by a man called Mark Thiessen, who writes for the Washington Post. And it's called, the heading is, "It's Not Just Netanyahu. ICC Wants to Prosecute U.S. Lawmakers, Too." Well, I hope they do. I hope they do.
Yeah, they should.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they should. Absolutely. Amen. They should. Yes.
Within this, that's right. Well, within this long report, I'll just note a couple things. Again, it does mention this no good Cotton, but it says the ICC has tried to go after Americans as well. Cotton points out that when Donald Trump was president, Khan's predecessor, now that goes back to Ben Sauda, announced an investigation into alleged war crimes by U.S. forces in Afghanistan. I doubt that they were alleged war crimes. I'm sure they were real war crimes. End quote, Trump lowered the boom on them. End of quote, Cotton says. He revoked the prosecutor's U.S. visa. He sanctioned other ICC leaders. And he labeled the court a threat to the United States. End of quote. But by taking office, the Biden administration revoked all those actions that Donald Trump, the Jew lover, took. They are learning that what a mistake that was. Now, sanctions were just one way to hold the ICC to account. This man is a great advocate of he's opposed to the ICC, so he's talking against the ICC. Kareem Khan might find himself, listen to this, this is in quotes, this man it's in quote, I don't know if it was something that was said by Cotton, but Kareem Khan might find himself in an American prosecutor's crossfires come next year when there's a new attorney general that actually puts American interests first, Cotton told me. If he thinks that's all fun and games to slap an arrest warrant on Bibi Netanyahu so he can't travel internationally, maybe he should get a taste of his own medicine. This is America in bold print. This is the way we negotiate. This is our threats from the mafia senator. This is the way we react to defend the country that owns us and rules us, Israel.
I could not agree with you more, Ms. Stacey. Go ahead, Rand.
No, I was just going to say, you know, you kind of ask yourself, well, who put the United States and NATO in power? What you know, who made them the end-all, be-all to make all these decisions about what's good for Russia, or what's good for this, or what's good for that, or what's bad for that? Nobody.
It goes back to the Second World War.
Well, you know, that International Criminal Court, United Nations was, okay, the United Nations, the entire United Nations apparatus was a farce anyway. A lot of you people probably remember President Wilson tried to get that installed after the First World War, and they called it the League of Nations. But that didn't fly. The United States, we had more patriots then than we do now. And you know what? One thing is right. The International Court, the World Court, is a great threat to the sovereignty of every sovereign nation, including the United States. I would totally disband the World Court. But here's the caveat. The United States created the United Nations and the World Court. The United States and mainly the United States, probably 90% the United States. The United States refunds 80-90% of the United Nations, the World Court, pay all the bills. I mean, when I say the U.S., I mean us taxpayers, we a peon taxpayers. But the one time that they kind of created a monster, when the one time the court doesn't do what the United States doesn't want them to do, all of a sudden they're evil.
Okay.
Well, they've been,
said the court was created for? It was to try African criminals, not our criminals. It was to take Africans to court. That's what it was.
Criminals here in the United States. They're running crazy in Memphis. They've been shooting and killing. And they won't try them. They need to worry about trying these damn feral animal blacks here. But go back to you, Nancy.
Well, they're talking about African leaders of African countries is what they're talking about.
Yeah, I got just being facetious there. But the whole thing's been a farce. But like I say, and this here is kind of an aside. Colonel Gaddafi, Libya, they say that the speech that got him killed, amongst a lot of things people said, because he wanted to go to a gold-backed currency for Libya, and he was going to stop taking euro dollars. He was going to stop pricing oil in dollars. He was going to go, and he was going to demand payment in gold. Well, anyway, they say got him killed. Well, that's probably part of it. But he made a speech. This has to do with the UN and the World Court. He made a speech talking about how many nations there were. I think, what is there, 190 nations in the world? 130 nations sent in the General Assembly, and then you have, what, the five or six in the Security Council, United States, Britain, France, Russia. I don't know if China is in there, but there's five of them. But basically, you have five nations that run the 130 or 40 nations of the United States, United Nations. The rest of them are window dressing. And Colonel Gaddafi said they needed to have the power. They needed to have power equal to the Security Council, and that's what got him killed, a lot of people say. Anyway, people are going to go to a break. Be right back. This will be a long break. Go get some coffee. Be right back in about 5 minutes.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Severe weather continues to threaten Texas and parts of the South. Thursday, West Texas experienced tornadoes and strong storms, injuring at least one person in Odessa. Friday, that threat shift to eastern Texas, western Louisiana, and southeastern Oklahoma, where large hail, damaging wind gusts, and possible tornadoes were expected. More than 230,000 customers in Texas still remain without power due to those recent storms. Donald Trump's campaign experiencing a financial upswing following his guilty verdict. USA's John Schaefer has more.
Trump said Friday that his campaign has received a lot of money in small dollar donations since he was convicted on Thursday.
$39 million in about a 10-hour period. No, think of that.
In addition to these grassroots contributions, major Republican donors are showing their support for the former president by pledging millions of dollars towards his endeavor to return to the White House.
French authorities have foiled a planned attack targeting the Summer Olympics. Earlier this month, an 18-year-old was arrested on suspicion of planning an attack on the soccer stadium during the games. France's interior minister said that that suspect was inspired by Islamist ideology. With the Olympics set to begin on July 26th, France is currently on its highest level of security alert. The Texas Supreme Court dismissed a lawsuit contesting the state's near-complete abortion ban. Over 20 women were refused the procedure despite deeming it medically necessary. They argue that the criteria for doctors allowing abortions to safeguard a mother's life lacks clarity. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help. And thank you for joining the fight.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
Radio family, remember now, this is a Sodomite Pride Week, I think it is. You know, if we want to go out there and we want to help these Sodomites, they're not just saying that they're sinful, that they're perverted, that they're committing these acts of abomination in the eyes of God, that they're proud of sodomizing little boys. They're proud of being this just the wicked, the most perverted, sinful crap in the whole world. Well, we'll go back to you, Miss Nancy.
Well, a couple things I'm looking at. We always talk about heroes and heroines. I want to say that the heroes and heroines I want to mention would be the many Afghans, Iraqis, Libyans, Syrians, and Iranians, not only that we killed, but are continuing to be attacked by Israel. And, of course, we want to remember millions of martyred Germans who were killed for the tribe, and the ongoing genocide by the Jews of the Palestinians in Gaza. We'll have to call those the heroes and heroines of this time. I want to talk about something that has happened recently. This so-called red line that President Biden could not enforce, of course, that he said that if the Israelis were going to bomb in the southern part of Gaza, which is around Rafah, that would be the red line. Well, it didn't work out too well because the Israelis said to hell with that, and they started bombing. In fact, they bombed a tent city, and burned alive about 45 people using U.S. bombs. They even show the bombs that were proven to be from our manufactured in this country. 4,500 killed and 200 injured, mostly women and children. They even showed a beheaded baby, a real beheaded baby, not those so-called beheaded babies that were beheaded by the Hamas. Old Joe, our president, said that Israel has not crossed his red line, interestingly enough. And Netanyahu said it was a strategic error. You know, they're going to look into it, blah, 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 blah. Sure, they're going to look into it. You know, they knew exactly what they were doing. I just wanted to mention the excellent reporting that I hear on Judging Freedom with Judge Napolitano and Colonel Douglas McGregor. The video that I saw showed a map, what he was calling a secure trade route that bypasses the U.S. transport route via the Suez Canal. And it runs from Russia to Azerbaijan, Iran, to India, and it's called the North-South Transport Corridor. Now, Colonel McGregor was saying that this is going to be a substitute for Europe, and certainly is going to bypass us. And there's apparently an ongoing meeting right now in China in which he expects that Egypt will request, because of the conflict with our country, that China would pony up the $3 billion that they get off of us every year. And according to McGregor, he thinks China will pony up the money, so we're going to have Egypt siding with China and Russia, Brazil, Iran, against us, because the U.S. is considered a dying influence now that it spotlights its underwriting of the rogue state of Israel. So Israel's, has become a thorn in the side of this country, finally.
I agree with you about the judge's program, Miss Nancy. I just want to second you on that. They're pretty in line with our thoughts on Russia and what's going on in Palestine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead. No, you go
no,
ahead.
I was just going to say that it looks like we're seeing the end of our empire, the way I see it.
You know, quickly, I know Rand's a Christian. He comes from a Christian worldview, and he's pretty much what I consider a Bible scholar. And I'm sure Miss Dancy knows a good bit. Let's see. I just got a message from Phil Torney, in case you people remember. Phil Torney was one of the sailors with USS Liberty. So during the break, I will call him. People, if you know, this is kind of totally aside. Next week, the 8th of June, will be the anniversary, June 8th of 1967, that the United States ship Liberty was attacked by these precious, our only allies in the Mideast, the Israelis. And so we're going to have him on. This is kind of early announcement. They'll be on next week, y'all, the Liberty Sailors, whoever else he can put together. My favorite one, Bob Scarborough, died last year. But anyway, I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead, Miss Nancy.
That was about what
I'd just like to make a quick comment, if I could. You know, it amazes me how the Russians, especially Mr. Putin, can keep his decorum when he's giving a speech or talking about people that want to kill him, you know. And on the other hand, Biden, he calls him a thug, he calls him a murderer, he calls him a tyrant, all this name calling. But for somehow and some reason, the Russians can maintain their composure.
Right.
Like I said, when they're talking about people that want them dead.
That's true. Yeah. More class is what I'm going to have to call it. They've got a lot of class.
A lot more, yes.
I just saw a very good British video, and it's the name is, it would probably be an Arab name, Al Awada, ALAWDA News, and it talks about Putin and China, who are opposing Israeli actions. And the man who's they're interviewing is a really, really smart character. He is a Palestinian, I'm sure. He goes by the name of Loki. He must be a musician. But boy, he's got names and information. He's part of what they call the Palestine Action out of UK. And he was talking about a task force that must be, I think it's in this country too. It's called Defending Democracy. He said it's full of spies, M15, and Israelis. But anyway, this site was very, very extremely detailed about what is going on with Putin and China. And I mean, this fellow has got the facts. This Palestinian man. I think they're trying to silence him and they're, what they want to do is say that his information is fallacious disinformation. Of course, it's all disinformation if it tells the truth about what the Israelis are doing. Maybe we are disinformation. Are you disinformation, Eddie?
What about the? I'll tell you what. According to the men, the people that wear these little hats, the small hat men, we probably give out misinformation. Yeah.
We're extremist misinformation.
Yes, we do give extreme information. Certainly do. Miss Nancy, if you will, I want you to take over the radio. Take us to the break because I've got a call. I'm getting messages from Phil Torney. He's one of the guys, he helped create that movie, Sacrificing Liberty, for the USS Ship Liberty. So take over for a few minutes, if you don't mind. I'm going to call Phil right now. I'm going to call him back. So Rand, take us in and out of the break so I come back, okay?
Okay. Well, I'd like to say real quick, you know, just a thought come across my mind. You know, it seems to me, I think the ultimate game as far as Russia is the West wants to totally break up Russia like it did. Like Miss Nancy or Eddie mentioned, Gaddafi and Libya and Iraq and Afghanistan, and you could just go down the line of the countries that they've been in and just
plundered, and for one reason or another, I think they want to do the same thing to Russia. But then on the other hand, if you go to talking about breaking up the United States, ooh, you know, you're labeled a terrorist and extremist and unpatriotic. Oh, that would be the one that you'd be unpatriotic. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's just such a double standard, and we talked about that before. But it's so evident out there. And then you have these, you know, these nightly news people that get on. You know, I bet Miss Nancy does more work in an hour than they do in a whole year. I hear the music coming, people. We're going to take a short break. I'll finish that song when we come back, and then we'll go straight back to Miss Nancy. You're listening to Love Liberty Radio. Be right back.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Dear Blood River Radio family, just trying to communicate with Mr. Phil Torney. He's one of the more well-known veterans from the USS Ship Liberty, the attack that the Jews made on them. Next week will be the anniversary, how many ever years it is, back to 1967. It looks like they're going to come on our program next week. Anyway, people, we're going to go right back to Brother Rand. I thank God Rand and Nancy here tonight. Lord knows I couldn't do this by myself. We're all just gears and cogs in a machine here. We don't have any big chiefs or nothing. We're just all brothers and sisters trying to fight against Satan. But go ahead, Brother Rand.
Well, one thing I'd like to say before we do run completely out of time, I've enjoyed being back, Eddie. I always enjoy being on the program, and I'm sorry that I hadn't got to participate much of late, but I hope that changes. And I just appreciate all of y'all. I always listen, even if I'm on that tractor like you talk about. I got my earbuds in. I'm trying to listen. But what I was saying before the break,
thank you, Rand.
I was just making a point. Sure. I was just making a point about the mainstream news media, and I was about to say that I bet Miss Nancy does more research and actual work in an hour than most of these news people probably do in their whole career, because really they're just paid actors. They probably spend more time, you know, getting their hair done, getting their makeup ready, getting their wardrobe, and then going over the script. But my point here is,
who's giving them the script? That's the question. Of course, I think everybody that listens to this show knows, but that's what people need to understand. They're just reading a script. Day in and day out, it's being handed out to them. You go out here, you do this, you say this, and that's how it goes. That's, you know, it's all orchestrated. Top propaganda and orchestration is what's going on all around us every day. And so much deception, so much. Well, you know, the Bible says, talking about deception, the Bible says, if it was not for those days, talking about the last days when Antichrist shows up back here, in those days, that if the time had not been shortened, it started off 3.5 years, but if that time had not been shortened to 5 months, that there would be no flesh left. That's how deceiving that these Antichrist Jew bastards are, because they get it, just like John 8:44 says, they get it straight from their pappy. They get it straight from their daddy. They get it straight from Satan. That's where they get it from.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you, Eddie.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And that's why they're so, people say cunning. Well, that's why they're so seemingly supernatural, intelligent, and cunning. The devil isn't just cunning. He's smarter than any human that ever lived. He makes a von Brauner look like an idiot. The guy who developed our missile system, the captured scientists of Germany. Go ahead, Rand.
No, not to interrupt you, brother, but he was a cherub. He sat on the right side of the mercy seat. He sat right there with our Father. I mean, he's right there with Michael. You know, I mean, that's where he's at. That's who we're talking about when we talk about Satan, talk about the devil. We're talking about a fallen angel. We're talking about a cherub that sat right there, right beside our Father. But pride mm-hmm. overtook him, because he did not want to sit beside him. He wanted to be in that seat, and that's his desire. He wants to be in that seat.
Yes, he does. He said he's going to, but I think he's going to miss out, though.
I read the end of the book. He don't win. So.
Yes. Well, y'all, I've got something I'd like to talk about, if y'all got a minute or two. I've got my notes here, if I can find them. We have a Dutch female lawyer. I'll see if I can pull up the her thing here. Let's see. It is. I'll read some of it. But basically, to encapsulate, we have a Dutch lawyer. And I guess all these Dutch lawyers are just drop dead good looking. They're just incredibly beautiful, blue-eyed blondes. We had a clip from one on a couple of weeks ago. There was another one. Her name is R-A-I-S-A. Raisa Bloemestegen. These Dutch names are murder. They're harder to pronounce than the Indian names. But anyway, she is in trouble. Says Dutch conservative lawyer faces a hefty prison sentence after being charged with inciting hatred for politely criticizing mass immigration on social media. Well, instead of reading this entire thing, here's what happened. Here's what she did. I'll put it in a nutshell. She was aware of this. Keep in mind, she's a lawyer in Holland. And she was aware, she's fully aware of these black gangs coming in from Northern Africa and you know, South Sahara, all over. These black, she referred to them as like, primates. And they are. They're like primates here in Memphis. But here's what happened. A gang of those feral blacks got a Dutch boy and beat him unconscious. And when he's down on the ground, lying prostrate on the ground unconscious, they keep kicking him in the head and the sides and kicking him and stomping him until he's totally lifeless. If that's not enough for him, they took him, his body, and threw his body on some rail tracks. Because they're near a tram station. And there was no arrest warrant put out for them, no investigation, nothing happened. And keep in mind, the same scenario that I just described to you has happening over and over and over in white Europe, formerly white Europe, happens over and over and over in Holland. And this lawyer knew about it. So she responded to a post on social media about that incident. And she said, how many more times will a group of feral, I've used the word feral, will a group of primates be allowed to beat up and kill white Dutch boys and commit mass rape on white Dutch girls and it go unpunished? She said that. And for that, keep in mind, folks, these black, feral black animals over there that these Jews are flooding Europe with and the United States with and all white countries, they're bringing them in there. She has to appear before a judge and be grilled by a group of other lawyers and police. And she's facing prison time for hate speech. Yeah. I mean, people, how long, Rand and Nancy, how long, dear God, has every man in the United States and Europe, have we been castrated or something? Alexander Solzhenitsyn talked about this back in the 70s. He said when he came to the United States and to Europe, the first thing that jumped out of him when he was able to come to Western Europe and the United States was the men. They've just been, it's like they've been castrated. They're like eunuchs. How long, dear God, are we going to allow this? Are we going to allow this beautiful blue-eyed blonde, even if she was ugly? How long are we going to allow these kids to be beaten? You know, with what's the guy's name, the Speaker of the House we're always talking about? Pelosi.
Mike Johnson.
You know, the guy up there in South Carolina, Lindsey Graham. What about his daughter? What if she was gang raped by 40 feral blacks and her body was thrown into a garbage pile? That's what's happening. How long are we going to put up with that, people? I'm asking you that. Because you know what? If I thought we were going to keep on, it was going to go on and on and on, I would just tell my beloved donors to keep us on the air. You know, I'd say, hey, we're going to fold it up in about 60 days or whatever. I would just give up. Because I tell you what, people, I'm getting close to the end of my damn rope. When are we going to do something, by God? When are we going to bedpost? When are we going to get in the streets? When are we going to go to the state house? Wherever we have to go and change this crap? Rand.
Oh, I agree with you. And I give you one word talking about people, why people won't speak out and point out about the blacks here in this country. I give you one word. Sports. Sports. Blacks, they got to cater to those blacks on those sports teams. And that's from the professional league to the, especially the colleges. You know, people are so naive and stupid, they're afraid if they say something about some feral black or something, if it gets out, it might keep them from getting a five-star recruit or something. Man, it's pathetic. It's pathetic.
Well, you know what?
People have their priorities. So far upside down, it's unreal. It's absolutely unreal.
You know, you can go in, y'all, to the people. This came from the People's Voice. You can go in there. I'm sure you can find that a bunch of other places, probably the Durden Report or Reuters or whatever. But listen, another thing, Rand and Nancy, it's so bad in Germany when a girl gets gang raped, and she says, I got raped by a bunch of blacks. She's castigated for racism. She says she's racist for names saying the blacks raped her.
Oh, you know, my God.
I would like to know, where are the mamas and the dad? Where are the daddies and the uncles and the brothers? Why aren't they out gutting these feral animals with these knives? Why? I mean, I know they're not allowed fire. Get you a brick. They got knives. Go ahead and gut these damn animals, and they will stop. Anyway, and I don't think I'm going overboard. I don't think I've gone far enough. Anyway, people, we're transitioning to the third hour. Nancy, hang on if you will. I want you to hang on with me with Jason. Rand, God bless you, brother. I'll talk to you later. People, we're transitioning to the third hour. See you later, Rand. Hang on, Nancy.